The Old Testament lesson for Palm Sunday is written in the book of the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in St. Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, the 2nd chapter. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the ground, on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed after him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Say to the daughter of Zion, "Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A blessed Palm Sunday to all of you, dear ones, and how very excellent it was, how wonderful it was to see the little sons and daughters of our congregation processing in with their palm branches and singing praises to the Lord our God. Glory to God. What a wonderful thing it is, and how fitting it is for us now to enter into Holy Week this way, as our Lord did just a few days before his death so long ago. He entered into Jerusalem adorned with regal humility and glorious meekness. He did this on display for all to see. This is what he did. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Son of David, and true Messiah, he rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. And of course, I may not speak for everyone among us here today, but it may not be so especially clear that a donkey is to be associated with royalty and kingship. It may not be quite so clear to us here and now that those two things should be associated with each other. But for ancient Near Eastern people, it couldn't be any more clear what was happening, what was playing out right in front of their eyes. For them, there was no question, dear ones, no question, because while it's true that in that culture, a donkey was mainly used as a means of transit for rich and poor alike, the donkey was also a staple of, even an icon of, ancient Near Eastern royal ceremony. We have, in fact, clear historical evidence that in the ancient Near East, the sons of kings rode on donkeys. And so too that seeing someone make royal ceremonial procession into a city, this was in fact an act of kingship. It was a claim to royalty, is what it was. You may recall, for example, how Solomon rides on King David's own mule to Gihon in 1 Kings chapter 1. Solomon does so to be anointed as king. And everybody knew it, too. There was no question for them. In fact, the scriptures say that the earth was split with the joyous noise of all the people celebrating his arrival. And so, too, everybody knew what Jesus was claiming by doing what he did. It's undeniable, dear ones. It is undeniable. Jesus processes into Jerusalem on a donkey for his coronation and to ascend his royal throne. And dear ones, his manner of entry is certainly revealing culturally, to be sure, but it's also very much revealing theologically about the manner of his reign as the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace himself. Jesus isn't coming into Jerusalem while mounted up on a mighty war horse for the purpose of doing violence and making war. That's not what he's come to do. No, that's what sinful men do when they mount up high upon their pride. They proudly gallop and rush headlong into evil and making war against God and men. In their lofty arrogance, they say, "I'll do what seems right in my own eyes, and I won't be lectured by the likes of you. I will take no correction, no instruction, no reproof, no rebuke. I don't care who you are or what authority you have, prophet, priest, preacher. It makes no difference to me. I'll do as I please. And if you have a problem, then you are the problem, not me." And so sinners go about like warlords, setting themselves up against God and man, seeking to capture the city of their heart's desire, to seize it and make themselves king by force, only then to be overtaken, of course, and bound captive and enslaved to sin. That's what happens. Maybe you have seen this, dear ones, reflected in your own life. When you look into the mirror of God's holy law, maybe you've seen this play out in your own life. Well, behold the Lord Jesus, who comes not proud and riding high on a mighty war horse, but humble and meek, riding on a donkey, on a beast of burden. He comes not to make war against God, against you, but to make peace with God and with you, and to ascend high and lifted up on his royal throne, of course, the cross, dear ones. He rides into Jerusalem to be crowned not with gold or silver or precious stones, but with thorns piercing his sacred brow, and with his holy blood running down like the train of his robes and soaking the dirt beneath him. That's what he's come to do. This, dear ones, is the coronation and exaltation towards which Jesus rides. And like his royal entry into Jerusalem, on the cross, Christ is adorned with regal humility and glorious meekness on display for all to see as the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. And this is how he would reign in the city of your heart as well. Having suffered the crucifixion and death, deserving of a rebel, warlord, and criminal, and having suffered this in our place, he has made peace with God on our behalf and for our benefit. And he would reign in you, not by force, nor by violence, but in peace. Behold, your King is coming to you, dear ones, today. He comes humble, by means of his holy word and sacraments, and by these he would free us from our enslavement and captivity to sin. And he would instead captivate us by his great love for us, because our King died for us while we were still enemies of God, while we were still high and lifted up on the mighty war horse of our pride. Not only, dear ones, does he come to give us peace, but to show us that the way of humility is the way of divine royalty and otherworldly glory. So surely then, we must come down from our high horse. Surely we must lay down our weapons of war against God and man and take up our arms in prayer and praise of God and in service of one another, and so prove to be true sons of our crucified King. Behold, your King comes to you, humble. So together then, in peace and humility, let us come to meet him. And to the same Jesus Christ be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.